Amongst a jumble of white letters, the word random written in black appears. A stage light illuminates a solitary wooden chair in the centre of a bare performance space. Still images show scenes from inner city London. A black woman with her head wrapped in a scarf is lying in bed whilst her phone displays it has no new messages. She gently stirs, her legs rubbing against the bed sheets. She takes a sleepy glance at her phone, which still has no messages. This is the sister in a family of four. In the performance space, the actress playing the role of sister performs all four members of the family, whilst on location, each character is brought to life by a different actor. Sister switches off her bedside alarm at 7:43 and pops her head into another bedroom.
You're awake.
Sister goes back to check her phone, but it tells her no message from your man.
A rubbish night's sleep, a restless night's sleep for no reason, no reason at all. Sun playing hide and seek with the clouds like it's joke, like it's shy, like we don't matter. One of them, put that on, not that, not that, not that. That on days of clothing confusion with the birds bitching their birdsong outside.
Kind of what a foolishness.
The phone indicates still no messages, really.
You're burning something.
No, nothing burning. Is our cooking not normally catch, but something catch me up today. Something burning. Kitchen radio, don't you, mate? I know the little breakfast mum might catch. She in there from early. Always in there early, though. Early don't help her today, because breakfast bun up. No, it's not. Juice finish.
Where's the juice?
Juice finish. Mine the tea hot. You get any message? Mum thinks she's funny. Nothing yet, but she's not. Think she's a joker, but she's not. See her staring at a lot of burnt mistakes. What you looking?
I'm not looking.
What you looking?
Not looking for you.
See how watching my potter pouch with its black bits, bonnet bits in. It is our cooking that normally catch, but something catch me up today. I stir in the wrong bits.
Burnt bits.
Style it out. Watch her back. Till she turn and face your own bowl of breakfast, something with her.
Smile.
And I eat my bowl of cornmeal with its
black bits.
With its black bits in anyhow. I don't want none. She don't want none. I ain't not. You're not eating this. It's nice.
No, it's not.
She lay it down. Don't think I notice that she not make the time for Papa eat enough. For Papa drink enough of a morning. The porridge is...
No, it's not, Mum.
Sister's phone display reads, stop checking.
Still think being young is being. She still thinks that she's young. She'll learn, like me. That what you're wearing?
Yeah.
And she dressed like it's summer while spring's still struggling.
That really what you're wearing?
Yeah.
She see me looking and find something interesting, fast face in a bowl of cornflakes.
You sure?
Yeah.
You warm enough?
Yeah.
She won't be.
You sure?
Mom.
Your man ring you?
Mom?
Mom?
Sister goes up to her brother's room.
Junior, you're awake.
You're awake. You're awake.
You not.
You pay mortgage.
It's your room.
Borrow me your phone.
You not.
Junior.
I'm sleeping.
I ain't sleeping. I'm sleeping.
This room stinks.
Come on, then.
Can you be sleeping? You sleeping?
Make me borrow your phone.
You creditless.
Your problem.
When he's your sim in it, innit?
Your man's arse.
Somebody don't know my business. Yeah?
Find the next man. So I can borrow your phone then?
All right, man, we want you and your mouth.
You think you funny?
Find our next phone.
You need to find your backside out of bed.
That what you wearing?
She comes out of her brother's room.
All slamming doors.
Well, I think I wanna be in his room that stink with him, that stinking boy, longer than I have to ask me. How she don't knock? How is that hard not to do? Knock. Yo, she slammed my door twice.
You have your coat?
Don't need no coat.
Carry your coat.
Sister steps outside.
So I left. I leave. Get my shit together. I'm gone. Not made no phone call. Got no message. Eaten enough. Not drunk enough. Mum don't need to know that. Not time. I step to work. Trot out to meet and greet the day. I ain't nearly got enough clothes on neither. It's cold. Trust me.
A flash of a sterile waiting room at 4:09. At 8:37.
No, she gone. So dash me the shabon. That's even off in the part for him. Junior, but when him come down, if him come down, him should be down. Junior? Rubbish night's sleep. Restless night's sleep.
Junior?
For no reason at all.
Junior?
Sleep. Just don't want to leave.
Junior!
Mum shouts the sleep away.
You're up?
Yeah. Sleep ain't got no choice but to
You're
go.
Up?
Yeah. Him not.
You in the bathroom?
Yeah. He not.
You're up?
I'm not even out of time room. Not even out of my room, and the bird is sweet and the bird song outside. World awake before I am. No worries about rushing the bathroom. Mom done a long time. Dad not doing day shifts. And she. Always on a hectic team. Succumb to the gap. Shiver take me, not even cold.
At 8:40, sister passes three lads with a dog.
Come on, show
you. You're supposed to rule your dog. Your dog ain't supposed to rule you.
Amazing, come on.
And what? Deodorant can't work? How come deodorant can't work? A spray or something. Not a roll-on or some effort, an aromatic attempt to ease your armpit problem to stop my separation like that. Now that too difficult.
Oh, that too much.
That cleanliness is too much to ask, obviously. But deodorant can't work in your household. Never jump from your Tesco shelf into your Tesco trolley, from your Tesco trolley to under your dirty armpits so you stand there and frowsy up the place like it's your human right to infringe on my human right to fresh friggin' air. Nastiness. Finish the fade, print off the homework, cook what I do, should, smooth, not shiny. Spill myself, too nice, on his iron shirt. That's the least that's needed in my Nike backpack. Can't be busting my back. You look to the alley, you're looking back at me. Both of us looking nice.
Bring down your dirty clothes.
She's still looking cute. Can't not. Walk downstairs.
Bring down your...
Whatever.
Anything to eat?
What do you think? Anything to eat? Porridge. What that? That. That ain't
it is.
It's got black bits
you
in.
You lay it down, porridge off a bun.
Brother looks for food.
Watch the pot. Watches me watching sights the juice. Pot and done. Draw some milk. Only glass is it, can see me watching. You know why nothing hot? Ain't nothing hot. Nothing hot, that's nice. Leave out the junk down glass. Leave out this till summoning it, me. Fridge half open, burning money. You're paying mortgage. She phoned her man. I don't know if she phoned her little wireless one there. How's the bathroom?
I'm fine.
You hang up,
yeah? Yep.
You pick up,
yeah? Him wiping milk mouth with the back of him hand.
Wipe the back of him hand on the back of him trouser. The pair of trousers where me wash and fresh press. Him lean down and give it the... You see you? Like I used to do to him when he was about 10 and a half this size. He would wipe mine off with a smile that you couldn't. Now him laugh. Nearly. As close as me I could get from the big thing that he is. I'm the teenager he is. But I'll take it.
She gone?
She gone. Him take up him thing, swinging him not full enough bag.
You have everything?
Always. And after school with her.
Later, Mom.
Like that'll do.
You have your coat?
Don't need no coat.
Harry, your coat.
Brothers in school uniform.
Him not care that him not eating. Ah, do a proper drink enough. Still think being young is being. Ask me. How you can make a uniform look? A tie, look. Not like it's supposed to tie. A shirt flex. Informal when it's doing its best to formalize. A uniform look. Not how it intended, but how you intend. How them do that?
Everybody catch out in a ridiculous confusion of what to wear. Them that's too hot, trying to mask it looking cool. Them that's proper cold, styling out their shivers. Everybody catch out with this.
Mom on a son of a morning if she don't have money porridge. Try to do that, man. Shit don't just happen. Think I ain't eating enough, ain't drinking enough. She ain't helping. She got to do better than that black up pot of nastiness. Stuff with brethrens.
You're right.
You're blessed. You're well gone.
Whilst the youths do the same as me, they're as late as me.
Brothers in a newsagent's where he takes a can of cola from the fridge.
You're right.
What do you say?
You come in.
I'm coming.
Come on.
I'm coming.
You come in.
I'm coming.
She's coming.
Brothers smiles at the girl, but her friends are unimpressed.
Whilst you're the newsagent and doing the preschool breakfast business. Picking up a paid-for breakfast. One that ain't burnt. Walker's ready sorted, fill the gap. Yeah, Coke's finest, juice in the cracks. Girls being loud, like they do. Brethren's being louder, like they have to. Yeah. Yeah, you nice. You, not your friend. You. Besides, my man's there. Style out my coldness. She wore a coat. Stepped to the schoolhouse. Phoning the sour faced sister I got. Still screwing about my mobile that I got. I'm all in a grudge. Ah, she do. Thought to show her a little love how it's done, but her phone's lock off. Leave her stink message instead. Yeah, if you'd bother to knock for a morning, sis.
Could have borrowed my phone. So now you know for next time. Ah, later.
Morning. Morning.
Shit.
Yeah,
morning.
I'm at Mallow's.
All right.
Smile, because I'm paid to. Sit next to them, about half day. 5 minutes in, they're already messing with my mentality.
You having a drink?
Don't want a drink.
Make a hot drink. You don't want a hot drink while I'm here?
I don't want no drink, thanks.
Tea?
Nope.
Coffee?
Nope.
She don't want no drink.
Jane, you having a drink?
Oh, shit. Don't I always have half a cup of milky white?
So I sit. In my nasty cup of work, son. I'm obliged to drink. Be sociable. But it's from my own cup, washed by my own two hands, with hot water, washing up liquid, and a proper rinse from my own home. I'm gonna swish under the cold tap that she do. She call cleaning. But I ain't washing up. I ain't clean.
How funny you are.
You know your tea's shit, Sally.
Drowning in the daily dose of dryness I dream on the monthly check. Only thing that's keeping me here, because the Sally's, the John's, the Deepak, the James, the Smalls talks. Who did that?
Who saw that being done?
Who did what last night?
And who they was doing it with?
Trust me. None of that's keeping me here. Lock off my phone. Ain't gonna phone my man on the find out if my man can't lift his finger to phone me on the excuse. Cut out the office bullshit. Set my face. Start my work.
At home.
Hey, flick on the Philip and the new girl on the kitchen TV set. From Miss Tilke I used to the new young thing sitting on the sofa in front, right for place. Hey, look to the places and spaces where my two big babies were and set to clearing and cleaning what's left behind. That I'm their keep. They're clean and they're... their mom. And as the fridge is fully closed back, and our cornflake bowl is scraped free of wet leftovers, and signs of their messes wiped away, the sun breaks out and the sight is gonna show. My dears. Philip and the new girl still a chat them shit. Still deep in night. Clean up kitchen waits for the next time. Washing up drips till it's dry. The washing machine doing its rounds, and the sun shoots a shine through the window. I watch it, I see it, I'll feed liquor.
In the office.
If you don't want to work, don't come to work. Now, if you come, don't reach, because your only reason is to come by me and chat your shit in my ears about how much you hate it. I hate it. Hate hearing Sally's, John's, Deep and Jane's business day in, day out. And if Sally flicks that hair of hers near my face again,
I will slap her.
Trust me. They sitting back, swinging round in their swingy round chairs, chatting their shit to me, expecting me to chat shit back to them, expecting me to chat my shit back to them so they can chat my shit back to each other. No, sir. I've got friends to talk to. Yeah? Wanna chat shit? Got my spars for that. Yeah? Need to express myself, got my family for that. Trust me, I got my man for that. Well, sort of. You'll be late better than not, yeah? Soon come better than don't come, you get? But sometime better than never. Can't tell me, eh? But rock up and reach a little 10 minutes down, yeah?
20.
I'm there. Better to have me than not to have me.
Not good enough.
But I reach.
Just.
She says, giving me grief. And there's others. Trust. Or others. Waiting behind me. You get digging their walker's breakfast out their teeth still. Now, I ain't that bad. But blasting me out and telling me it's for my own good when there's others worse.
No, you miss me, miss.
Sit down.
It's only just 10.
20.
I can't help it if you're missing me after
it. Sit down.
After 10 minutes.
20.
I'm not gonna lie, I like
him. See, I give her a joke. Even when she try all her hardness and teachiness and trying to play screw face with her teacher training tactics, we still got a little...
Sit down.
She say I got potential. I know I got potential, but come on now. Raising up her voice to me, blasting me out in front of my... when I was only 10.
20.
Minutes late. Come on now. Don't make me have to say something. I know Lars in here by the state of the room just about standing. Me calm the bathroom from his morning breakdown. And draw me bath.
Sally told John something about Deepak that Deepak never want John to know and never know Sally was telling him.
Jane see all and ain't saying shit. Deepak vex. John acting ignorant. Sally's saying she's sorry. Twisting her ear ends with a stress out put her in.
And asking me.
What do you think?
Anybody?
Yeah. Go on,
give it a try.
Teach on a level. No chef for calm herself. Puts two less maths illiterate by me to rub some of my maths smarts off on them. Maths is my shit. What can I say? I'm still asleep. Down the centre of the bed. Whether I'm in it or not, down the centre of the bed. Me peek the curtains to see what the sun is doing, but it's playing confused with itself. Him shift. You know him night shift slumber. Him grunt and roll back, dragging the duvet with him. How him do, whether I'm in the bed or not. What you want for dinner? Is what you want for your dinner? Him still asleep, so him I go get what him given. Me dress, me check. The outside weather still looking like a whirl of madness. Me redress again and... he dead a week. Deepak lunching on his own. Wanna know if I wanna join him.
Nah. Asking again if I want to join him.
Nope.
Oh, come on.
No, Deepak. Thanks.
What are you going?
Don't know.
Well, I'll come.
And John, you coming?
Nah.
Sally, do you want to...
Sally's still looking sorrowful, sipping on her Slim Fast fast. Jane, chatting shit. Nervous about who to ally herself with. None of you don't really want to. John, chicken out. Gone for the takeout. Me, I lie. Say,
I'm going to work through lunch.
You sure?
On my own, Sim.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Morning done. At last. Somehow the shoe pile get confused. Me have to search for my what should be on top, like a hurricane gone through where things should be. And stepping out the house is like some kind of weather adventure. Like jacket now do nothing to protect me from the foolishness that the sun and the clouds is playing. Slam back the front door. So the night shift slumber and no semi gone. Oh, she's slamming doors. Oh, she's slamming doors twice. Neighbor's net twitch. Me throw a hand. So she know me know she know that she look in. School dinner's a shit. He ain't out on the street, look like he ain't got no home to go to. According to Mum. Up out and bring something back.
On time.
If I was my man, I would have been phoning me from time. You know, put the effort in. I'm worth it. And the art of the mobile phone is its mobility. The art of a phone is to phone. The beauty of conversation is to conversate beautifully. Now what I have to conversate with my man about will not be beautiful. Trust me. If a man who is ass is on contract with his enough flexible freeness, then flex me a text. Voicemail me a little sorry. Try a thing. Try anything. Just try, man. Not even a good night, not no good morning, something. Not even a... Shit. Why them can't walk in at ones and twos? That man out of fashion. Van Street. Why them can't walk in? You know, a big bunch of crowd on the street in a posse, crew, pack or whatever they want to call it. And trying too hard to look hard. And half of them not dressed right either. Not enough clothes on. Not long enough clothes on. And the girls them have more mouth than the boys. Them feel us still. Them fiesty still. Kind of remind me of... B. Cross the road and look the white man butchers where me I go get me meat from. Lamb. Pay him at home. It's like food can't stay in my house when you're living with human hoovers. Hey. Human hoover.
Deepak and Jane return to the office. Sally busies herself and tries to look disinterested.
You serious?
Mum's heading home, pulling along a shopping trolley.
Ring off the bell. Deliberate. Come in, the night shift sleeper is in and up by now.
She rings the bell.
Some just.
Wait.
Why she want to ring off the thing? When she have the thing in her pocket, if you open up the thing.
What happened to help?
Hmm?
No mean nothing.
What happened to... You by the door? You have your key. See my welcome back? But, smarty phone. That's my welcome. Smarty phone. My welcome home.
Hmm.
Me not know.
You pick up? You pick up?
Sleeping.
Sleeping?
Sleeping.
But you hear it? But you not pick it up?
You're the one of your people then.
Oh, you know?
Me know.
You know?
Me know.
Same psychic dog. We ain't a psychic something, evidently. Me never know. Never realized my husband's secret talent after all these long years. My husband, one of them, man, who don't say much unless him have to. Who don't say nothing unless him want to. Who now pick up the phone because he's psychic to Ross. We have lamb chops.
We have company.
We have somebody at the door.
Three white policemen are at the door.
Afternoon.
Them not a uniform trim politeness.
Is this the residence of Mr. and Mrs.?
I'm never psychic this one. Police.
2:21 in the office.
Pick up one stink message from Junior, from morning. He thinks it's funny. Carry on. He thinks he's a comedian. Carry on. Small finger runs to find. Delete. Now that's funny, bruv. One message from Mum.
Come home. No.
Nothing from no one else.
But that's not a personal call.
It's not a personal call, Sally. It's a text.
Texting during work time. You know, we've been told about that. Did you get the email about that? We got the email about that. I can forward it to you if you like. Shall I do that then? Shall I email you just so you can say you got it?
Can we come in?
At the office.
You text him?
No.
During work time?
That's what I said.
Can we come in?
Don't be bringing no police to my door. That was his first law. I want you kids in trouble if they do. Don't let even a one of them in. That was his second.
Where are you going?
Home.
You sick?
You still talking?
Never trouble trouble till trouble trouble you. That was mine. Maybe there's someone else's trouble.
You all right, or are you...
You're still talking?
I'm sick.
Of you.
Your computer's working.
You're right, though. It isn't anything...
How can she be all right when she says she's sick? You don't listen.
Not to you, I don't think.
You don't listen, but you...
I wasn't talking to you,
but you love to talk, though.
Have you tried Control-Alt-Delete?
Love talking about other people's business. You love to do that.
The law still outside, standing on our doorstep, waiting on an answer. No.
Anything you want covered?
No, thanks.
Some people, Deepak, some people can forgive an honest mistake.
Your mouth is a mistake, Sally.
They're back to their work. The air of the office politics back to what it was. I leave. Dark boots and heavy shoes in my house. On my carpet. Dark boots and heavy shoes on my clean carpet. In my good room, a room for best, for family, not even for family. Dark boots and heavy shoes beating down my for best carpet without a second thought. From then. Outside shoes ain't worn in this house, and no, I don't want a cup of tea.
It's no problem.
And it's for me to offer.
I don't understand that it's for you.
And yes, I am his wife, his mother. They're my kids. He my son.
I am her husband, their father. And no, we don't want no cup of tea.
It's not...
That's for us to offer.
Sir, it might be best if you'd like to...
I know.
Take a seat.
We don't want for seat neither.
If Mum took sick, Dad should be looking after her. That will ring. Stop ringing.
An altercation. Went through his ID. School items. Lunch break.
If Dad took sick, Mum would manage. Always has. Dad likes being looked after. Don't say he does, but he do. Don't say a lot, he don't have to.
But when he's sick, trust me, everybody got to know about it.
His personal items.
My son.
There were eyewitnesses, and...
My son.
We're talking approximately...
Lunch break.
1:30 on the high street.
Near the butcher's.
Altercation and...
Attack. Random. A youth. Another youth, they think. Them chat, oh, something, something. Them mouth move. But me hear them just rebel and refuse and try and stop here.
Text Mum, I'm close. Phone Junior to see if he know more than I do. But he doing what I do, thinking he's smart, locked off his phone. Do what he do, leave him a stink message instead.
My daughter, make me phone my daughter. I have to phone her. I want her here.
Come home. Come home.
Come home, now.
Dad always said, don't bring no polices back. Don't let no polices in. Same thing he'd say about white people. Mo'd chip in with some old school something about trouble and trouble, rare tear tear, but we never listen good. We'd be bored by that bit. Trust me. Sight a police car parked right outside our yard. For all to chat about. Shame. Mum gonna cuss. Dad gonna be pissed. Well, it ain't my ass that's gonna get kicked, and Junior know the house rules as much as me. Dad's law's worse than anything legal.
It's what tea you want.
They too keen in their trained acceptance that breaks the silence. Textbook to even think about saying no. So them stutter out.
Yes. Yes, please, just a normal. What have you got? Thanks.
Thank you.
He stands good and straight, my man. Like the good straight man him is, like the good straight man me marry. Ask them sugar preference, then tells them straight. I don't believe you.
Sister crosses the street, passing the police car. A neighbour's net curtain twitches.
Hear him run the tap. Fill the kettle. Set it down. Switch in at the kitchen. We all hear him run the tap. Fill the kettle. Set it down. Switch. Don't come back in to let it boil. Him staying there with it, leaving me in here with them. Them don't try small talk. Me look at them. And don't try to talk at all.
Sister climbs the stairs to the front door.
I see that the two sweet tea don't sweet them. See, sweet it too much. On purpose. How we do with people him don't like. Him not say nothing about him lack of belief. Him not say nothing about him nasty tea. Too trained in a unnatural politeness to let their guard slip. They watch us. We watch them. They sit, sat, sip, swallow, and think what part of the script they're gonna select next.
Smell that's too sweet to your mind. With me some old sugar.
Tray. Shoes on in the front room, they better be police. Boots on in the front room, they better be brave, Dred.
The plainclothes detective stands as Sister comes in. It's 3:01. Time seems to speed up, and the minutes rush by as Sister looks around with a fearful expression.
I know it's him. I know he was there. I know it's not somebody we favour. I know he ain't on road. Ain't at his girls. One of his girls. I don't know that. I know he ain't just late. And you know he ain't with his spars.
Spars?
Friends, mandem, mates, brethren. No, not a gang. Why you here? Why you sitting here? Why you in here sitting on my mum's good sofa in your outside shoes drinking my dad's sweet tea and asking about my brother? Why are you even here? What? Please. Don't please me nothing, yeah? What?
An officer places a phone sealed in an evidence bag on the table. Sister stares at it incredulously.
So it look like his phone, what? Enough man carried that same piece of satin, so it look like his phone, what? My number last dial on it, so? So it look like his phone, yeah, that is my number, yeah, that is his phone, and so, and what?
The officer picks up the phone.
Silence is heavier than we do. Dad looked through it. Mum drowning in it, and me
run out of questions to Philip.
Where is he? Later, sister's being given a lift by the police.
Where is he?
Where is he? Sister stands alone on the street.
He's shook. Well, he's not sure what the fuck you think his family's for. If he's calling for his dad, his mum, me. And they sit there tea. And they sit there sitting, trying to pacify our worry with them.
There's no need to hurry. There is no need to hurry.
We're already way too late. I never even know it.
The clocks in the family home indicate it's 4:09.
Dad goes down to ID my brother. I go down to support our dad. And poor Adam left Mom. Here. Like me. Just like me. Loved this. Like me. But he's been cut through now with a chunk of him gone. He had an eye. Two. Now we've got just one.
At the hospital.
You try to put it up, make it look like he's winking, but.
Sisters with Dad and one of the officers.
Is it this way?
No, no. If you'd like to. Here, I'll.
Brother's mouth looked like a clown now. Wider than it should be. Slashed so much on one side from there to there.
Would you like some water? No. Are you sure you don't?
No. That's just his face. It's just the ones that would mark it.
You okay?
Wouldn't kill him. Apparently. It's just the ones he'd have to live with.
Sisters sitting in a waiting area.
You have plenty little, like your self-harm, proof he fought back. And then they have to turn him, hold him, and lie him on his side so we could see good. Looking hard to see the point of entry. Killer cut. You have to look hard. To look hard.
Sister goes to identify the body.
This was the smallest. Cleanest, the easiest to miss part of it all, trust me. Just round from the back. Those rules is broken then, through to. Punctured is. Something important, just a small, deep, round, sort of hole. In him. Easy to miss. Easy to miss.
Sitting on the lone chair in the performance space, she grips her arms tightly around herself and sobs. Easy to miss.
Dad, do you want me? Your dad, the kind of dad who
Dad.
Won't say much unless he won't say much unless he he's embarrassed. I can't look away. And me and Dad sit in the back of the unmarked ride like kids as they drive us home, having to ask directions. The only thing breaking the heavy silence.
Stop.
Here.
Here. I can't
stop. Here. A cordoned off area.
I need some greenery to go with, some fern or something. You got anything with some colour? Something to put in the centre, some focus to. Yeah, that. Yeah, a few, please.
Okay.
And some nice wrap.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sister appears isolated and completely disassociated from the world around her. She stares ahead with a blank expression as the three lads with the dog approach. One of them's carrying flowers. The three lads each give Sister a kiss on the cheek.
You're safe, sis.
Oh, yeah. You'll lose a good thing.
Rest in peace notes and pictures of brother have been stuck to the back of a notice board. The three lads look on with somber expressions. A candle is placed next to bunches of flowers. The girl who brother smiled at and her two friends come over.
And I'll see you because it's sister.
I'm going to say so.
As if you should lose.
The girls go over to sister.
Is it true you was your brother? I ain't being funny, but... Nah, man. Wrong. If it was some skank little... He was nice.
He was not.
He said I was. Used to clock him in the mornings outside the Asian man shop. Coke and crisp.
The three girls squeeze through the crowd to the makeshift shrine.
This is for my people who just lost somebody. Your best friend, your baby, your man or your lady. Put your hands to the sky.
Try some. Try lyrics. Shit, boy. It's a shit song. If she proper knew him, she would have known it was a bashment man.
A note from Poppy has hearts drawn on it. Another message reads, RIP, forever with us, forever missed.
Just try that.
Brother's teacher leaves a message which reads, you were and always will be worth waiting for, even 20 minutes. You will be missed in class and in life. Sister looks on, standing away from the rest of the crowd. Pupils from Brother's school come over to pay their respects. The day wears on and friends comfort one another. Evening draws in. Surrounded by mourners, Sister looks down at a long row of floral tributes.
No. Mum won't go. Point blank. No. No. Stop asking. Stop asking me. No. Ask me again. So them can look and call me dignified. Look and call me strong. Look and see me crying. Look, glad it's not them. Look and wonder where the smoke was, because something must be forced to fire, right? Let me just stand up there and say what? See what? How them love him? How them love my son? Mom, my son? Mom, he was mine.
My son.
Mine. I don't got nothing nice to say. Nothing polite, nothing quotable, nothing righteous, nothing forgiving, just pure. Mom won't go. Point blank, won't go. She's sitting as she was. As she has been, in that same spot in the front room with some victim support, something sat by her now. Got it right with their shoes off, but making no difference to the difference we now got. Them said the last one in phone was you. The last call they make was to you. I want to listen to the last thing him said. Wants to listen to the last thing him said to you. Let me listen. Let me listen to his voice. Make me hear his voice. Make me hear it. Him. Oh, so. You have it? You have it, right? You do have it. You have his voice. You take away him voice. You wipe my sons. And you. What? Oh, shit, the dog. Oh, shit. Why shit? Why should why? Oh,
I don't know why. I don't know why she want to do that for.
Mum unplugs the phone line.
Them can't come. Make them know that them can't come. Me no want nobody. Nobody around this house. Nobody else in my house. Dad have to tell the family all that. Family doing family things. Phoning, finding out. Somebody got to say, somebody got to tell him. And Dad doing a bad, bad job of it. Not nobody.
Sister goes to answer the door to find her work colleagues on the steps.
We're just... We've heard. And we just wanted to say, all wanted to say...
Go on.
That if there's anything at any time any of us could do, we just...
Why are you crying? You never even know him. So what?
No, it's not.
John.
No, it's not. She's not. I know you're not. We just wanted to let you know. You know. Come on.
I want to see my son's body. I want to see my...
Blood.
I want to see my son's body.
You don't.
I want to see. You won't. You won't, Mom. I want to see you don't. You don't.
You see him? You see him?
You see him too.
You sure it was him? You sure it was him? Yeah, it was him. How you know?
How? You knew it was him.
You see his mark? You see his mark? You sure it was
it
him?
It was him, Mom.
You sure it was him? You sure he was dead? You see him, you wipe him voice. You sure it was my son that you see? My son that it was, my son with the mark, my son that is dead?
Support officer soft talking, telling mom something hard in her ear. She keeps telling mom something for her ears, only for her ears.
Trying to help
her. Only her, our mum. My mum. Dad. Dad. Dad.
Dad's sitting in the kitchen, facing away.
Why you wipe his voice from your phone for?
Dad don't want me in there. Dad don't want me. As he sits in the stink coming from the bag. And the white man butcher sitting on the side going rank.
It's 7:45 and sister's standing alone in her bedroom.
My room ain't holding nothing for me. My room ain't holding nothing for me now. Left as I left it this morning, when he was still asleep in his room this morning. When he was still in his room this morning.
Sister goes into brother's room and gently closes the door behind her.
Still stinks. The sleep. The sweat off of the young man, of my brother. His room waits, wondering what I'm doing in it without his person's permission, knowing that no one ain't welcome without a knock. He'd kill me if he knew. And his bed lies as unmade as he left it. Sheets scrambled, duvet distressed, pillow on the edge, and his garments is still spread all over. And his computer's still on standby because he didn't give a fuck about going green. Dirty glasses waiting to go downstairs. Don't go downstairs. Marked with his mouth. And his burnt CDs is scattered. Pirate DVDs is lying around. His books is unread. His mags ain't as out of sight as he thought. His weights lie waiting. It's too strong, young buck, aftershave, lies open top, and his hair sheen. Stands alone, waiting on the shaved head to come back. And he expects. His room expects. Expecting. Expecting. His room expects.
Tears roll down sister's face.
Junior, sorry.
Downstairs, Dad is still sitting in the kitchen, lit by the harsh light of an overhanging ceiling lamp. A scattered row of shoes lines the hallway leading to the front door, whilst Mum is being comforted in the living room. The door to Brother's room remains closed.